If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to stephaniemiller.com to find out how.
Speaking of the resistance, Sue Dunlop, who you know.
She's fantastic. Name dropper. She's an actual friend.
All right. Yes, CEO of Planned Parenthood here in Los Angeles joins us. Now, good morning, Sue.
Good morning. Good morning. Although I'm not sure it's such a good morning
for
those of us who depend on health care.
Yeah. I mean, we were saying it is just hard to imagine a meaner bill. I guess, like we've been saying, I guess the only good news is this does not look like it's going to pass the Senate. But it is talk to about just alone what it does to Planned Parenthood.
This is absolutely outrageous. Well, there's what it does to Planned Parenthood, but really when we're talking about Planned Parenthood, we're talking about the millions of women and men who depend on Planned Parenthood.
Right.
So what this means is that for the women and men who are on Medicaid, if they want to choose Planned Parenthood when it comes to birth control, cancer screenings, STD testing, they're not allowed to. So even though we are providers in the Medicaid system, people on Medicaid, in the context of this bill, could not choose to come to Planned Parenthood.
Unbelievable.
Right, and roughly 60% of Planned Parenthood's 2.5 million patients, right, rely on public assistance for health care, yeah?
Absolutely, and part of our work is to make sure that people, no matter who they are, no matter what their resources are, can get in and get care right away. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, it was so... I'm sure this just made you hurl, let me just say. It's a medical term, Sue.
But
Mike Pence said, the day Obamacare passed was also a day of disappointment for the sanctity of life, but hope is finally shining through. When this bill passes, it'll be one of the defining victories for life.
Oh!
Except for all the people that will die.
Die.
I mean,
He didn't mean them. He didn't mean them.
That's
a real abuse of what it is to sort of turn to Planned Parenthood, to turn when you're in need, when you need compassion, when you need science, when you need evidence-based health care, when you turn to someone for help and say, I need reproductive health care, I need birth control, I need STD testing, I'm excited that I'm pregnant, I'm afraid I'm pregnant.
Right.
In those moments, you need someone you can trust who will help you.
Right.
This is about politics. This is not about solid policy. This is not about taking care of people. And that's what healthcare ultimately has to be about. That's what Planned Parenthood is about taking care of women and men in moments of need, providing care.
Cecile Richards said this is the worst bill for women's health in a generation. It makes it harder to prevent unintended pregnancy, harder to have a healthy pregnancy, harder to raise a family. Obviously not a popular move with voters. A record 75% of Americans said in a recent poll the federal government should continue funding Planned Parenthood, correct?
Correct. One in four women across the country have been to Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood's been a healthcare provider in this country for close to 100 years. People depend on and trust Planned Parenthood. Imagine a generation of young women and men who don't have Planned Parenthood to turn to for safe healthcare, for education, to turn to on the phone. It's just, to me, it is outrageous, and I'm afraid as I'm talking to you today that outrage is coming out. I feel myself sputtering. It's
I know.
So
no, I know.
Offensive.
Well, there was Hillary Clinton.
Oh.
Speaking at your, 100th anniversary gala, saying, noting that the nation has hit a 30-year low in teen pregnancy and a 40-year low in unintended pregnancy thanks to increased investments in family planning organizations like Planned Parenthood. I mean,
It's no secret what it takes, to prevent unintended pregnancy.
Right.
To reduce sexually transmitted disease, it's about education and access to care. In some European countries, they have dramatically lower rates of unintended pregnancy than we do. If we really want to minimize unintended pregnancy, it's an investment in sex education and an investment in organizations like Planned Parenthood that are there for women and men to turn to.
Yeah, it is so astounding to me. So Paul Ryan... said, I'm sure you heard this. He said, for every Planned Parenthood, there are 20 federal community health centers. They're vastly bigger in network. There's so many more of them, and they provide these kinds of services without all the controversies surrounding this issue, meaning abortion. Problem is, Ryan's count includes dentist office, homeless shelters, food banks, mental health clinics, cosmetic surgeons, among other providers that don't actually offer women's health and family planning services, right?
Yeah, and I certainly don't want to minimize or take away In any way from the wonderful and incredible and important network of federally qualified health centers all across the country. But the truth is there aren't enough community-based providers like those, like Planned Parenthood. So while there are very large networks of healthcare providers out there, there are many, many more people who need help. There's a reason why today in Los Angeles, here at Planned Parenthood Los Angeles, we'll get at least 3,000 phone calls. We'll have about 1,000 folks who will come to just our 20 health centers just here in LA.
Yep.
That's not because there are a lot of other places you can go to. It's because when you're on Medicaid, you don't have a lot of choices. You don't have a lot of places where you can turn, where someone will be there
yep.
on the same day or within a couple days and provide you medically accurate, unbiased care.
Yep. You know, Joy Reid tweeted, know that blue states won't just lay down for stripping the poor of health care, despoiling our water, or terrorizing our immigrants. Know it. And I know that in New York, Schneiderman, right, is already mm-hmm. threatening to sue.
Yeah.
I mean, and we won twice now on the Muslim ban. We've won on sanctuary city funding in court. I mean, that's the thing that makes you so sort of, you know, we've seen also how fierce our California resistance is, haven't we?
Yeah, and thank God for the ACLU and for lawyers.
Right.
But at the end of the day right now, we're talking about health care. I met with a woman yesterday who had come to us. We discovered her breast cancer and were able to refer her very quickly to other providers. Within a week, she had had a double mastectomy. So we're here having to turn to lawyers, imagining very long, protracted court cases at the same time that women and men are turning to the health care system, are turning to Planned Parenthood for life-saving care. So thank God for the ACLU, thank God for courts, thank God for judges. But to me, it's absolutely unconscionable and outrageous that we have to imagine we're going to need lawyers when real people need real health care today.
Yeah, no, absolutely. We were saying how this is ended up being such as an ego sort of photo op for Trump, right? I love it.
What a photo it was.
Yeah, wasn't it? All those white men again. but he said, we knew Obamacare wasn't going to work. I predicted it a long time ago. I said it's failing. Now it's obvious. It's failing. It's dead. It's essentially dead.
Well, I mean, in a democracy, in a public health care system, we take steps forward. We don't go from 0 to 100. You get to 29, then you build on that, and you get to 30. You keep going forward. What this does is it takes us backwards, and then where mm-hmm. do we go? So, absolutely, we do not have a perfect health care system. There's not a person out there who would argue with that. But we have a better one than we had 5 years ago.
Yep.
And my hope was that it would have been better yet 5 years from now.
Yeah. Right? Yep. Well, you know, we were talking about Jimmy Kimmel's story, which I find myself, it's hard to be surprised anymore at Republicans, but all the horrible things right-winger said about Jimmy Kimmel and his baby on Twitter. But, you know, Children's Hospital, which I didn't realize is nonprofit, has said they've gotten, you know, all these donations because of Jimmy Kimmel and just talked about, and people have obviously stepped up to support Planned Parenthood as well. I mean, it is amazing, isn't it?
People are absolutely stepping up. I mean, that's what's beautiful about this moment, about the resistance, about folks paying attention to democracy, to policy, not politics. But at the same time, should we as individuals be expected to make donations to provide for and build a healthcare system?
Right.
That's just not how public policy, public infrastructure works.
Right. As Jimmy Kimmel said, this shouldn't happen, not here.
Right.
Not
right?
Here.
Yeah.
Not here, not in the 21st century,
yep.
not in my America.
Yep. Sue Dunlop, you have exquisite taste with the exception of Suzanne Westenhofer as a friend.
Oh, man!
We're good people.
Excellent judgment.
We make room for everyone.
She sees past my faults.
Even Suzanne.
Always a pleasure, Sue. Thanks for fighting the good fight. Come on anytime.
Thank you.
All right, there she goes. Sue Dunlop, awesome CEO, Planned Parenthood.
I love what she's
LA.
Doing.